I want to frame today's issue on our voter guide. It's about Social Security here, and just a few things to pass along. The Social Security trustees release a report on an annual basis. And like a lot of government reports, there's data, it's kind of dry. It's not a bad idea to get some help in analyzing that. So I went to this website, the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. They're going to lean left a little bit, but the report is really, it's really neutral. This analysis here from the 2020 trustees report. And I just wanted to pass along a couple of major findings from that trustees report. Maybe not so much major because, you know, they do this every year. And this year, they haven't really taken into account the COVID-19 pandemic. So that's going to affect things more likely a little past this year than what we're seeing this year. Social Security, by the way, can pay full benefits for 15 years and then faces a significant, though manageable, funding shortfall. Again, that's according to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. You can look them up. So what is this budget shortfall? That's what we're all hearing about and we're all very much concerned about. A lot of that, of course, has to do with the fact that we our Social Security is funded by payroll taxes. And for the longest time, there have been more people paying into it than have been the Social Security fund have been paying out. That is going to get flipped around here. And that's what we're going to see, a significant, though manageable, funding shortfall. Over the past three decades, the program has accumulated $2.9 trillion in trust fund reserves. Again, because we're paying more into it than there is funding coming out of it. It funds Social Security, which is called the Old Age and Survivors Insurance, OASI, and it also funds disability insurance. The program's shortfall amounts to about 1% of gross domestic product. I haven't looked recently. I think our GDP is the highest in the world at about 19 trillion, I think. And that budget shortfall is projected over the next 75 years. I find that interesting in this report that they project out to 75 years because that is generally the horizon that spans the lifetime of just about everybody now old enough, to work. That's what we're talking about here in terms of a budget shortfall, 2035. And then this report says from the trustees says, you know, we'll be able to handle probably 3/4 of the expected expenditures on that. And so they're recommending for long-term security, increasing taxes. All right. Excited about this. As I mentioned, we'll be talking about healthcare. We'll be talking about the economy. We'll be talking about prescription drugs. But first, today, the first question on our U.S. Senate race voter guide, this Q&A series, will be about Social Security. And we'll start off with Steve Bullock, the Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate. He's a two-term governor of Montana and a native Montanan. Also, he says a lifelong Montanan. Grew up in Helena, Montana. Born and raised there, he says. And he went to public school and graduated from Helena High School in 1984. And I think as I've talked to him in the past, he's proud that his family is going to Helena High School. He's proud to be a Bengal there. Wife, Lisa, and they are raising three kids, Caroline, Alex, and Cameron. The first question is, Social Security, Governor, is a self-financed, off-budget program that half of all seniors rely on for more than 50% of their income. If elected, how will you ensure that current and future Social Security benefits are not cut as part of deficit reduction?
Social Security is an earned commitment and a vital program that many of our senior Montanans rely on. As Montana Senator, I'll work with both parties to protect and expand programs like Social Security. Slashing the main source of funding for critical programs like Social Security and Medicare is not the answer to the national problems we're facing. And it puts far too many senior and legacy Montanans at risk.
That's Governor Steve Bullock, a Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate. His opponent in this election is Republican candidate Steve Daines, a fifth-generation Montanan and a father of four, was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in 2012 and then won the open Senate seat 2 years later. His mom and dad grew up in Billings, and Steve grew up in Bozeman, Montana, graduated from Bozeman High School, and later on worked his way through college at Montana State University. So the current U.S. Senator, the incumbent in this race, Steve Daines. Senator, Social Security is a self-financed off-budget program that half of all seniors rely on for more than 50% of their income. If reelected, how will you ensure that current and future Social Security benefits are not cut as part of deficit reduction?
Well, I've been consistent in my support for Social Security. We have a responsibility to keep the promises we've made to our seniors and those who are nearing retirement. And you know, this is very personal for me and for so many Montanans. This is about protecting our seniors. In fact, my folks live in Bozeman. Dad's 81, Mom's 78. My in-laws live in Bozeman. My father-in-law is 87. My mother-in-law is 88. They depend on Social Security for their livelihoods and ensuring they are taken care of for generations to come. So I'll always protect Social Security benefits for our Montana seniors. And the best way to ensure Social Security is protected for future generations is to get people back to work, to get them paying into the system. With my background of 28 years in business before I got involved with public service, I was creating jobs. I know what it takes to make that happen.
Republican candidate Steve Daines in the U.S. Senate race, voter guide here this week on Voices of Montana. 2020 Voices of Montana election coverage is brought to you in part by AARP Montana.